This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 20. About last night.
Part 1 of 3.
Michael, you're back.
Where's Bert?
No idea. Why?
Just great.
God, where's the logs? This place is a mess. Why doesn't somebody clean this?
What, these?
How could you let him do it?
Lizzie? It wasn't my fault. I tried to say something.
But you didn't do anything, did you?
What could I do? I came back and she was gone. I wasn't even there.
I hoped you'd do something, anything.
I would have gone after her, but I had no idea where she would have gone. You think I don't care about her?
Well, someone was there. Someone was on duty. Someone should have stopped Bert from doing it.
It wasn't like that, Michael.
What?
Hey, don't look at me like that. I wasn't there either. I mean, it happened in the middle of the night. I went back to bed. I didn't think anyone would actually get kicked out. Datu said she...
I left you here because I trusted you.
And I would have stopped him.
Here it is. Datu. Datu was on duty after Lizzie.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
She checks in at 2 a.m. and he takes over at 3:35. Get me his journal.
No problem, but I could just as easily...
Just get it. I need to know exactly what happened before I start busting heads. The log doesn't tell me much at all. Parking garage attacked at 3:20. Bert took care of it. Datu takes over his post at 3:35. Doesn't say anything about Lizzie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Here, it was on his bed.
Okay, got it. I woke up to gunshots.
When I ran down to the end of the hall, Stephen, one of the residents upstairs, was yelling at Lizzie. I grabbed my pistol, thinking it was another attack. Stephen and Lizzie were arguing at the door of the new guard room on the 5th floor.
I saw you. You were asleep.
No, I wasn't. I swear.
Calling me a liar? I just woke you up.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Stephen is misinformed.
She fell asleep on guard duty. That's what happened. Well, some of those things were trying to get in.
She what?
What?
Seriously?
What now?
I heard gunshots.
I just wasn't paying attention.
Everyone, back to bed.
Okay. Really, Angel? That's all it took?
It wasn't exactly like that, but look, I was exhausted. I'd just gotten back from a long mission, and we were almost killed.
Whatever. How is that any different from every other day around here?
Bert entered the 3rd floor, followed by Mary, one of the girls who worked in the garage.
Go on, get some rest. Just take the rest of the night off.
Okay.
Bert, Lizzie was asleep while everything was going on.
I didn't, I swear. I wasn't paying attention.
Wait. What happened down there? Why aren't you telling us anything?
Stow it. I took care of it. We're good. Go to bed, Riley. Stephen, Lizzie, come with me. Let's let these people sleep. Datu, you take the guard post for now.
All right.
I have a right to know.
I handled it. Now I've got to handle something else. Now go!
This is ridiculous.
I didn't go right to the guard room. Not right away. I followed them.
I caught her, Bert, at her post, sleeping. She didn't even know we were being attacked.
Now just hold on until we get to my room.
Bert, I'm...
Shut it.
I listened from the hallway while several others came out of the rooms too. Lizzie and Stephen went into Bert's office, so I had to open the door to hear what was going on.
All right, I took care of the 6th parking garage gate. Now what the hell's the problem now?
It woke me up, so I went to check what was going on, and I caught her sleeping at her post while on guard duty.
I can explain. It's not what you think.
Is it true?
Yes, but it wasn't on purpose. Look, I was up late taking care of Saul. I just didn't get to...
But you did. You're damn lucky I was making rounds. Otherwise, they might have made it inside. This is unacceptable, and you know that.
I know.
All right. You're relieved of duty tonight. You'll have to work it off some other way with extra jobs. Got it?
Okay.
You were asleep! That's like rule number 4!
I know the rules, Stephen.
We could have been overrun. They could have gotten to Mary in the garage.
No one got hurt, and I'm taking care of the problem.
We all follow the rules and know what happens when we don't. If I had fallen asleep, you wouldn't be so lenient. What's the point of having your rules if you're just going to let your friends off the hook? Michael was very clear why he made the rules.
He isn't here anymore!
And it shows!
I hadn't noticed it, but the hallway outside Bert's room had filled with people, all listening in.
This discussion is over. Lizzie, head back to your room.
It won't happen again.
No! This is not over!
Go on!
Bert, I'm so sorry.
Doesn't matter if we break the rules as long as we're on your special list, huh?
Get out! Both of you!
He escorted Lizzie and Steven to the door and opened it wide. Everyone in the hall stood silent as Bert looked on at us.
Y'all hear that? You see what he's doing? Mary was almost killed.
No, she wasn't. Just shook up is all.
Lizzie fell asleep. Mary could have died tonight. We all could have if they made it inside.
Why are you doing this?
All it takes is one. Bert won't enforce his own rules, and it's clear what should have been the punishment. You say you'll evict someone for stealing food too? Well, maybe we can all get away with that. I'd have no problem enforcing the rules, since Bert won't.
Bert made it clear. I'm going to get my things.
What? No, he...
He did. But he didn't want to make a big scene like Steven did. I'm going.
That wasn't what he said.
Give the girl some dignity, will you?
All right.
Go on. I said go on! Go back to bed, all of you!
You heard him. Move!
I don't want this.
None of us do. I stood there as Bert grumbled and sat next to me, his head resting on his knee. He sat there until Lizzie returned.
I have everything I need. Riley wasn't in our room. Will you tell her what happened?
I promise.
This is ridiculous. There has to be another way.
Look, things are going to get worse for you if I don't go.
Take this with you. There's enough ammo and the M16's got a full clip. It's enough to last you a little while.
Thanks, Bert.
After everything I've done, you're still gonna do this for me?
It's not just for you.
That's it. You're leaving now.
It's easier this way. Let them sleep.
What about Saul?
I know you'll take care of him.
I promise. And I mean it.
Don't tell him. At least not right away.
Where are you going to go?
I'll figure it out. It'll be easier just having to worry about myself for once.
And with that, she left. Everyone believed Bert had some say in having to kick her out, so he remained in charge for now.
Why didn't he tell me?
This place from falling apart even more.
Where you been?
Out looking for her.
By yourself?
All night, but I have no idea where she went. It was a mistake to let her go. One of my many. Sorry.
Hey, don't we have some rule about going out by yourself?
It kicked me out. Not gonna say I don't deserve it.
You're not getting kicked out.
Tower damn near split at the seams once you left. A little longer and it'd been a full-blown mutiny. But that won't happen now. Because I'm stepping down.
Really?
Shouldn't we let people know?
No need. The minute you came back in the tower, I was done, and everybody knows it. I'm not cut out for this. I've led Marines, but this ain't even close. Whatever you decide, I'm behind you.
Well, what about me? You don't think I could lead?
Do you really want it, Angel?
It would be nice to be considered. I've done my own fair share lately. But I don't think anyone would question the fact that this is your boat.
I won't sink this one.
What?
Lots to fill you in on later. But first we need to find Lizzie, get her back here. I'm not going to leave her out there to fend for herself.
We don't know where to begin.
I was out all night, a good chunk of yesterday. The trail's gone cold.
No one's put out the possibility that she might not be alive.
No, I didn't say that. Of course she is. She can take care of herself.
We've all seen some crazy things out there. I mean, everybody is vulnerable.
So, we don't even look?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's a hell of a lot that we still need to do. Especially now that Michael's back, and running around blindly doesn't make any sense.
We can do both. Angel, organize a scouting party and send them out. I don't care if any of them think she should have been kicked out. We're changing the rules. Down south, we saw what happens when you live in such black and white, and I don't want us to live that way.
I'll have Datu round up a team.
I'll go with them.
No, we need you here. There's a lot to tackle, like Saul's treatment and bringing me up to speed on everything else. Then we'll go find her.
All right.
Is this thing on? Good. Okay. This is my first entry out here alone. Why should I continue this? Well, it was one of my ideas in the beginning. Maybe I'm doing it now just to not be a hypocrite. Or maybe I need someone to talk to. I'm on my own, and it might be best to continue some sort of audio journal on top of a written journal in case I don't make it out here. At least someone will know what happened. I don't want to be another mystery for them. Okay, so it's been almost a day since I left the tower. I've gathered enough food for a few days. Figure I can go home after things blow over, and in a way, I'm enjoying being my own person. Almost easier to survive on my own. I have no idea where I'm going, but I know I have to move faster.
Ugh, dead. No key. Some cars still have people in them. I'm not gonna try those. I found a car dealership. I'm gonna wander inside. These cars are new, and if I find keys, I'm betting they'll start. Keys, where are your keys? Nope. Wait! Ah, locked. Open sesame! What the heck? No, you can't be jammed, come on.
Sorry, go this way.
God, not now. What did Bert tell me when this happens? Slap the magazine, pull the charging handle, observe. Well, there's two bullets in there. How'd you do that? Oh, no!
Don't see her. Don't give me that. Just follow me. Do what you're told. We lose another runaway and it'll be your head, not mine.
It's nothing.
I heard a gunshot. Someone's inside. This one must have found a gun. Go over there. Make sure they don't make it out the back. You might as well come out. There's no sense in fighting. Come back to us now, and the punishment won't be as severe.
There is no back door, only those two here.
But they still could get out a window. Just go watch it.
Things got quiet. I listened, but I didn't hear anything. I stayed hidden behind one of the salesman's cubicles, trying to clear the jam. And then it hit me. Without warning, a pop, and my whole body tightened, locked, and fell in place. The electric pain shooting out my back. I just collapsed.
Got her. Direct hit. Bricks, get over here. Oh, bring the cuffs.
My whole body felt out of my control. I couldn't move.
She's down. Now hurry up and get in here. Now, where'd you get a fancy gun like that, huh? Didn't do you much good, huh? Huh?
She dead?
No, she's tasered. Now, give me your cuffs before it wears off. She doesn't look like one of the deserters. Check the list. For...
I don't know why I kept my wallet. Old habit, maybe a memento. but maybe it saved my life.
Elizabeth Faber. Fabre.
There's no one like that on the list.
Think she's a straggler? One of them from the tower? I'd be happy to hear we nabbed one of those sons of bitches. Then again, you wouldn't be alone, would you? Check her bag.
Get off me!
Just a moment. We're seeing who you are.
Just a bunch of supplies.
Where'd you get the gun, Missy?
I found it on a dead guy.
Double fed. Here, Rix, take it. We'll fix it later.
What about her?
She's coming with us. Scratch will tell us what to do with her.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, David Pevsner, Stuart Kennan, and Eric Wargo. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Grayson Stone and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.